while Mordechai is giving out the sheets. So yesterday we laid out all the problems here, in terms of Kiddush Bimakom Si'uda, and defining all the issues and the like. We noted that there seems to be the Shittot that think that it's a din in Kiddush, which is how we were Medayik in the Rashbam, both from his drasha, which is b'makom kriya shamte oneg, that where you do the kriya, where you do the Kiddush, you need oneg. It sounds like it's a din in Kiddush, whereas the Rosh had flipped it and said b'makom oneg shamte kriya, which focused on the Suda. And then there was the Rashbam svara, right, that in addition to the pasuk, the Rashbam had a svara that mid ikba kiddush alayayin mistama alayayin shebishat suda hukba dechashiv, that since it was kiddush was on yayin, it should be chashuv yayin, which is part of a meal. So again, it sounds like it's in kiddush. Where we saw it as the riyad hybrid made a bit more of a hybrid of that. And then what we said is, okay, we need to figure out what the implications of that would be, of whether it's a din in kiddush or din suda. We have to define suda for these purposes. Is it the same suda that we would expect by sudat shabbat, or is it something else?
Which
may depend on whether this is a din in kiddush or din in suda. Because if it's a din in suda, you might think, well, meaning sudat shabbat, and that's benching. Well, bread, washing and benching, bread, all that, that's what requires Kiddush. But if it's a din in Kiddush, then you are at least open to the possibility that what we mean, right. And then we had to deal with the question of Derabanan Doraita. We have to deal with the question of Makom, right? What exactly is the place, and is place the actual category? Right, is that the actual category, or is place... Yeah, sure. Thank you. Is place a placeholder? Very good. For another stand-in, right, for some other principle. So those are the issues that we need to take up. Okay. So good. So what? So we can really go about this however you want. Which question do you want to take up first? Yeah, I don't really care what order we go in.
It's kind of messy.
Right, meaning which of these do you want to take up? Okay, maybe let's start with the question of Doraita Derabanan, and if someone is not going to eat on Leil Shabbat, can he make Kiddush at all? Okay, right? That is actually not the central thing that people focus on. Most of what you focus on are more the Makom things. But I think it is helpful in this regard to look at that. Okay, why don't we start there? So briefly on this point, if you look at if you go back to the Rush, if you go back to the Rush, so one second, let me open it. Maybe I'll just highlight this point as follows. So if you look all the way at the end of the Rush, and we're going to come back to this Rush later, but the Rush says once we pass in that Ein Kiddush Makom Suda. So the Gemara had said that why are you allowed to make Kiddush in Shul if we paskin like Shmuel and Kiddush Makom Suda? What did the Rosh say? Because of guests. Right? So we're going to see a huge machloket Rishonim about this. But according to the Rosh is of the opinion that this is not the reality anymore, there aren't guests in Shul, then you shouldn't make Kiddush. And if you do, and he says, and if you do, have a bracha levatala im ein sham orchem. It is a bracha levatala. It's a bracha livatala if there are no guests. And again, we're going to come back and see this bi'yun. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah Perish de'ena bracha livatala damrinan de'inkidish alkom suda hainu midirabanan. It's not a bracha levatala because Kiddush Makom Suda is only the Rabbanan. Vasmachua Rabbanan akroi vikarata l'shabbat onen. And it's an asmachta. What? Well, okay, so the Rosh says what? Right, the Rosh says that if you don't have Kiddush Makom Suda, it's a bracha levatala. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says it's not because the whole thing is an asmachta. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it is clear that Kiddush Makom Suda is Dirabanan, and therefore you don't have a Suda, it is still Kiddush. Correct. Very good. So it's clear that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, two things. First of all, that Kiddush Makom Suda is only Dirabanan, and two, that it's, in addition, not a modification. The question is, what about Rabbeinu Yonah? What about the Rush? What does the Rush believe about Kiddush Makom Suda? So, Josh, you tell me, what are the possibilities? Either that it's D'oraita, or that it's a modification, meaning that the rabbis have the ability to transform the D'oraita. And that's what I sent you out yesterday. If you look at the chat, that is the machloket between Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Prima Gadim. So if you look at the chat, right, this is not in these Makara. This is what I sent to you. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, look at the Rosh. A Rosh Sfira Levezeh, the Ein Chiddush. So, his question is as follows. I'll read you the whole thing. He says, why is it that we say that Ner Hanukkah comes before, near Shabbat. Right? I'm sorry. How does the Nerut come before Kiddush? Right? That's part of that sugya. So he says, the Ron answers, V'teir z'mekadeh Shabbat. Because even if you don't have wine, you could make Kiddush on bread. And therefore, even without wine, you'll be able to make Kiddush, and that's why you give preference to the candles. The mitzvah and amuvchor beyayin va'rosh v'irle debazeh ein Kiddush kevin yochel l'kayim Kiddush al hapat v'ner beito avol b'has v'irle rosh gamgen garan delo dachinen de'oraita mishum ner uveito. But what emerges from this is that he doesn't think that you can push aside a de'oraita. Right, the only reason he says that you don't need wine is because the wine isn't d'oraita. V'lazes v'ilei l'arash d'mein lo pat b'vaday adiv liknot pat. But according to that, he says, what would the Rosh say if you didn't have bread? You had neither wine nor bread. And now you had the choice of either having candles or making Kiddush on anything. Then what would the Rosh say? Then bread takes preference. Because the below pot ain't no yotze yede kiddush. The harash lishitate. And he says, how could the rush think that bread is even more central than wine to kiddush? Answer. The ain't kiddush amakom suda hu d'oraita. Because the rush thinks that yayin may be derabanan, but Kiddush b'makom suda is d'oraita. And therefore, if I don't have wine, so wine's only d'rabanan, as long as I have bread. But if I don't have bread, then I don't have Kiddush. Because Kiddush b'makom suda is d'oraita.
That also assumes something in suda.
Ela al karachach the yeshlo, assuming the suda is pot. Al karachach yeshlo potam ekadim lo yayin, yotzi d'oraita, d'rabanan lo yotza. So according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why does the Rosh think, what is the Rosh saying? That Kiddush b'makom suda is d'oraita. The Prima Gadim says, in Reish Samach Tet, no. Why does the Kipri Megadim say that it's a bracha livatala if I make Kiddush without, without bread, without suda? So Rabbi Kivager says, because Kish Magam Suda is daraita, you're not making the mitzvah at all. Prima Gadim says, no, as we've seen before, the Prima Gadim thinks that Mashma in Kish Magam Suda, Mashma, that's a klal. Im gain Mashma, kol shalom Kish Magam Suda, la yayin ola path. Chazal tiknu, dilokim. Because Chazal have the power to decree that you don't keep the, that you don't fulfill the mitzvah daraita. So you get two wild chidushim, according to the Primogadim. One is that Gizmakam Suda, even according to the Rosh, is Dirabanan. And the second is, despite the fact that it's Dirabanan, the rabbis have the ability to make you not be Makayme mitzvah daraita. Rav Asher Weiss argues loze veloze. And he assumes that Kiddush Makom Suda is definitely Dirabanan. And the Chazal don't have the power, at least not under all circumstances, to make that you can't, that you didn't fulfill mitzvah daraita. So how does he read the Rosh? It's bracha levatala Dirabanan. I don't know what that means.
So
but
he's not actually arguing on the internet?
What?
What's the argument?
Is whether it's a bracha levatala derabanan or just you weren't mekayim the mitzvah derabanan. I'm not convinced of this, but this is Rosh Weiss's suggestion, part of the much longer analysis of when he thinks the rabbis have the ability to be mekayim the mitzvah, to uproot a mitzvah or not. Okay, right, so that's just briefly on the question of deoraita or derabanan. However, the best way to see how this would play out lahalacha, because that's very lumdish, is, well, what would happen if you don't have food or you can't eat? Right? Meaning you don't have food or you have food but you can't eat. Right? Same difference. Right? So then what would you say? So if it's all right, then you shouldn't do Kiddush. Right? And if the rabbis uproot the mitzvah daraita, then it might depend, because maybe the rabbis only uproot it when you have the choice, right? And you choose not to follow them, but maybe they wouldn't, in another case, right? Yacholiot, right? Yacholiot. But that would test this issue. So this was an issue that was brought up in a few sources. So if you look at the Chida, let me see what page it is on for you. On page, the thing that says page 5. Okay? The one that says page 5. You see that? So if you look there, the Birkei Yosef in the Shirei Bracha writes as follows. He quotes the Sefer HaBatim. And he says, did you make a packet for Kobe?
Are there any extra packets?
There you go. It says, Re'iti v'sefer abatim shekatav. There are the gedolim who said, Misha'ein daito lecho b'leili shabbat, that if you're not planning on eating, mikadesh alayayin, you make kiddush. Afo b'she'ein sham su'uda, she'ein mevatlin ha'kiddush mipnei ha'su'uda. Some people say you still make Kiddush, which either thinks they think, they, which means they think one of two, they think two things. One is presumably that it's ancillary, meaning could be theoretically daraita or rabbanan, but it definitely doesn't define the mitzvah of Kiddush. And presumably that's even when you are intending not to eat it, not necessarily when you're stuck. V'yesh mishakadav she'ein mekadesh elam ken yibtob kizayit. And some say, unless you're going to have at least a kizayit, you don't make Kiddush at all. Which clearly thinks that either Kiddush Makom Suda is daraita, or Kiddush Makom Suda comes to define the mitzvah because the rabbis have the power to do that. Vizeh nirah ikar. He thinks that that is primary. Okay? One.
If you say that Kiddush actually does something, like it has a function of like
separating Shabbos or making.
For sure, this is a wild chiddush because it's not just saying that it's d'oraita; it's saying that it totally defines the mitzvah. Correct, right? Second nafkamina similar is what if someone is sick and can't eat the entire Shabbat? So this is a machloket aposkim as well. Again, I'm not going to read. I'm going to run through some of these things. But I gave it to you so you can look at more inside. But if you look at the Minchat Yitzchak, and this is on page 7. On page 7 at the bottom right-hand corner, right? He was asked, Chole she'eno yachol le'echol v'lishtot klum v'nizon, shelo yidei apet. A sick person who can't eat and he's only eating, right, through IV. Right? Or something else. I mean, not through peh. Im chayev b'kiddush. So he quotes the Birkei Yosef, B'shirei Baruch HaShem, Sefer HaMachriya, V'Sefer HaBatim Kadav, Al Hadar Amrina Nein Kiddush, Malkom Suda, El Heicha Deleka Suda, Lo Mechayev Kiddush, U'mishumachi Lo Mechachim Yom HaKippurim, V'filo Shchal V'Shabbat. He said, that is the logic for saying that you don't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur, even when it's Yom Kippur Shchal Yod B'Shabbat. Right? That's why he thinks you don't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur. Because Kiddush Malkom Suda is essential. The Kata Valzet, the Chenkadu Shuda Gaonim, Josir Davnara Damasek, Chimlon is Damin Alechel, Bol Shabbat, Shinu, Yoch Alechel, Lo Yikadish Adam Achar Besuda, and Chama. Therefore, if you're not going to have food until the next day, but you will on the day, then you wait to say Kiddush during the day. You don't eat at night. Upshita Mashamazin, Cholish Sober Rapel, Mikra Chila. And he says, obviously, IV doesn't count. So the Minchat Yitzchak here follows the position of, right, that's Rav Yitzchak Weiss. He follows the position of, right, that it is essential, and therefore if you're not going to eat, you don't make Kiddush. On the other hand, the Tshuva of Ron Haggot, who's that? Rav Moshe Sternbach. Right, these are all, I think the Mitzvah of Yitzchak was the previous head of the Yedda Charedot, and Rav Moshe Sternbach is the current. I'm not.
Is there a thing that if the last name was, you can use it for something? Yeah.
So Rav Moshe Sternbach is the current Rosh Av Beit Din of the Yedda Charedot, also 97 years old. He was asked in the tshuva right next to this, Mishenu yachol lechol klal kol Shabbat la'acharei niduach, someone who can't eat all of Shabbat after surgery, ma'oim kiddush. So he says, Nishalti mi'isha yoledet shenidchu ta rofim va'rofim tzivu la lo le'echol v'lishtot ad acharei Shabbat. A woman who was told she can't eat and she's eating through the blood vessels, meaning IV. He said, I saw that the Shari Tshuva said, Lo Lekadesh. V'amarti lomar la shitkaven latzeit kiddush ma'ashatomar zachore et yom ha-shabbat lekadcho zeichel etziat mitzrayim v'yotzad b'kachayev et minatara. And he said, I told her that when she says good Shabbos to people, right, or Zachar Yom Shabbos, she at least fulfills the mitzvah d'oraita. So what does he clearly hold? Correct. Right? That the mitzvah d'oraita is to say Kiddush. That's it. And therefore, at least you should get into, so maybe you're not allowed to say the bracha, because when the Rabbanan set up the bracha, so then they defined it with Suda, that's fine. But to say that you're not Yod the Mitzvah Daraita, that's crazy. And if you want to look all the way towards the end, right, so just so you know, right, Olamo, the whole website is organized by, organized and paid for by Rabbi Tzvi Reisman, who, right, is a big philanthropist and major Talmud Chacham in L.A. In addition to being a businessman, he gives he's famous for giving these intense Iyun Shirim every week and writing many, many Svarim. He's written like 10, 15 Svarim. So if you look on page, what you have is 10, right? This is his article on Kiddush Makom Suda. And I'll just, if you look, so page 11, right? He has a little section here. And he gives you a little rundown of the achronim, right? Mishenu yachol lechol b'leil Shabbat im rashai lekadosh al yayin. Right? If someone can't make kiddush on night, is he allowed to only make kiddush on wine or even less? So he quotes the Chida, who says no, or quotes to Deo. He quotes the Minchas Yitzchak, who says, don't say anything. The Tshuva Van Hagot, that says, by saying Psukim, you're Yotzei. But then he quoted the Tzitzeliezer as a different solution. If you just look at him, he says in the Tzitzeliezer, he says, Misha Asra Lava Chilat Pat, what should you do? Or you should, and you don't know what to daven, so have somebody else be motzi you. And he says that ostensibly this whole question hangs on how you look at Kishma Suda. Is it essential, either on Daraita level or Darabanan level? And he says, according to the Tzitz Eliezer, that someone else should make Kiddush for you, clearly, right, again, it's a din in Kiddush, as long as, right, even if you're not having the meal, that doesn't matter, you're Yotze, because it was a din in Kiddush that needs to be qualified by the Suda.
And you can
okay. Again, I know we're short on time today, so maybe I'll just show you one other fun nafkamina, and then we'll get to the primary ones. This is actually secondary stuff. Next, you know what? No, fine. This is a good introduction. Okay, right? Right to Darabanan. But now if we go to the things that people spend more time on, that is the defining of the Suda. Right? The defining of the Suda, figuring out the parameters and of Makom. Right? And then again, playing out whether Kiddush is a din in Suda, or Suda is a din in, it's a din in Kiddush, is a din in Suda. Fine. I'm just debating which one. Why don't we get started on the question of what counts as a Suda? Okay? Let's start with that. What counts as a Suda for the purpose of Kiddush B'Makom Suda? So if I asked you, what should count as a Suda for the purpose of Kiddush B'Makom Suda? What would you say?
Bread.
Well, okay, you have to justify it. Bread. Why bread? There's two different reasons you could tell me bread.
Because it's on present zone.
And therefore?
Therefore, it's
so one possibility is to say Kiddush B'Makom Suda needs Suda of bread because bread is the only thing anywhere in Halacha that counts as a Suda. Okay? If that's what you said, then that would be true whether you hold Kiddush Makom Suda as a din in Kiddush or a din in Suda. The point is, bread is Suda, that's it. So therefore, no lumdus will get you out of this. The point is that a Suda is bread definitionally. Okay, good? What's the other reason you might tell me that you need bread?
Yeah, it's Shabbos. Yeah,
no, because we'll put that differently. That we know that the Suda on Shabbat needs to be bread, and now spell it out for me. If Kiddush Makom Suda is a din in Suda, then it has to be what counts as Suda for Shabbat, which is bread. If you want to justify the position that the Suda for Kiddush Makom Suda does not have to be bread, then you need to hold two things. One is that Mo is not right, that there are things in life that can be called a Suda that are not bread. And two, that Kiddush Makom Suda is not a din in Sudot Shabbat, it's a din in Kiddush, and therefore, Kiddush, for the purpose of Kiddush Makom Suda, you can fulfill that quote-unquote Suda with a lesser Suda, right? You need to hold both things. Well, but then you're disagreeing with Mo. Mo said that the reason Kiddush Makom Suda must be bread is because the only thing that ever counts as Suda ever under any circumstances is bread.
Right.
If that's true, doesn't matter. Kiddush Makom Suda is a din and Kiddush din and Suda. The point is, bread is the only thing that ever counts ever, ever, ever. Right? You know, if you don't believe that, right? So then you say, well, maybe if it's a din in Kiddush, and you think that Suda, right, doesn't necessarily mean bread, so you might see that that Kiddush needs a Suda, but that Suda is not necessarily Suda Shabbat. But if you think that it's a din in Suda, which is Machayev Kiddush, presumably that Suda is Suda Shabbat, not something else. it's Sudat Shabbat, which is Machayev Kiddush, right? So it might hang on the question of whether Kiddush is a din in Kiddush or din Suda. Or if it's a din Suda, you're more likely to need bread mamash. Where if it's a din in Kiddush, you're at least open to the possibility that it's a different Suda, but not necessarily. Unlikely, meaning that's another way of saying it's a din in Kiddush, right? Meaning, put it this way, no one thinks that if I have the lower standard things, I now don't have to have, you know, Suda at night, right? Right, so again, if I, can I erase this from yesterday?
Check the chart.
Right, so, right, because you said...
Okay.
Okay, so... Right, so if I ask, so what counts? What... counts as Suda. So I need to do two things, right? One is define Suda in general, right? The other is define, right, Kiddush b'makom Suda, where it's a din Kiddush, or it's a din in, let's say, to make it clear, difference, Sudat Shabbat. Okay? So if it's a din in Sudat Shabbat, then what would you say? Presumably? Lechem. Right? If you hold, if only bread is Suda ever, right? Then, right, it's Lechem regardless of that lumpus.
Right?
But if it's a din in Kiddush, then maybe, right? You could have, maybe it's less than, right? Maybe it's less than bread, right? Maybe it's less than bread. Okay? Good. So, well, what do we hold?
It's a machloket. Well, I mean,
maybe
Kiddush. Ah, very good. It's a machloket. So, There are at least five different positions about this. So if you look at Tosvot says, one second, we get it for you. Tosvot Ti'imu. Okay, this is on Kuf Aleph. Got it? Tosfot and Kuf Aleph? Tosfot and Kuf Aleph. In the Gemara. Right? Tosfot and Kuf Aleph says, Ti'imu mide, nira dahainu ti'imat lechem. Bread. Kida amrinan. Kida amrinan v'pera gimel d'shvuot. Because we say in Shavuot, Kedamrinan Inche, Nitom Midev Azli V'Achle V'Shatu. Because when the Gemara just says, let's eat, V'Emoh Minitargim Elashim Shalzudu Shabbat, Kimo B'Sukkah, Hainu Davko Sudu Shlishit, Avalo B'Sudat Arvit V'Shacharit, Shem Ikar Kachvot Shabbat. And even if you think that you can use other foods for the third meal, that's only for Sudash Lishit, but not the other two meals. So at the beginning, Tosfot sounds like this, right? That he thinks that the reason you need bread is because that's stam. When you say, let's eat, you mean bread. But by the end, it's clear that what he means is, it's a din in Sudat Shabbat. And he said, therefore, the Sudot in Shabbat, which require Kiddush, are those which require bread. And that's why you always need lechem. So according to Tosfot, it's clear. Is it a din in Kiddush or is it in Suda? Right? Well, not clear. He really could go the way, but the point is, right? Definitely, he holds it in Suda. He says, well, it's lechem, because that's what Sudat Shabbat is. Right? That is the position of Tosra.
That
because he says that's what it always means. That's literally what he said. It means that.
Because another inference that he makes.
What?
Proof isn't proof.
He just says, that's what it is. And he says, and obviously, because it's Sudat Shabbat, now, which major posek is probably the most vehement about this? And only one person is allowed to answer this question because he translated it. The Gra. So if you look on page 6 here, right? The Gra says, in no uncertain terms, Af Kiddush Hayom Eino Mekadesh Alakum Suda Gimura. When you make Kiddush, it is at a complete meal. Velo mine targima oyayin. Not anything else, not wine. Suda gemura. That's it. Bread, 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 bread. What? Because, duh. Right? What? Very good. What is his proof? So now go back. I'm going to jump around here a little bit. His proof is, so first of all, Tosfot, also Rabbeinu Yonah. So if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, this is on page 2. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachot says, right, page 2 in the middle, Omer Rabbeinu Tzarfatzal, Sha'afu b'shechayv adam lechal shal shudu b'shabbat, Sudah shlishit ibay achel pat, ibay achel peirei. You have to have three meals, but Sudah shlishit doesn't have to be bread. V'niftar b'chilat ha'peirot. And his proof is, Ra'ay ledavar sharei ga b'sukah, Amrin chayv adam lechal yudal et sudah b'sukah. U'perish l'sham shabodar asmo b'shiyochal mini targima. In the context of that, you're yotze without bread. But when it comes to the two meals, you must have bread. So that Kiddush is in the place of Suda. Now, interestingly, what does it sound like for him? Is it a din in Suda, or is it that he thinks all Suda are bread? I'm not sure. Right? Meaning he says you have to have bread for the first two meals. Not because it's a meal, but because Kiddush needs to be Makom Suda, right? So it sounds more like this.
So not, right? none of them ever like fully say out it needs to be Kiddush Makom Suda, and Makom Suda is only where you have bread. They don't finish the sentence ever.
Right, meaning he just seems to hold. Right. So again, I said there are two ways of getting to the conclusion that you must have bread. One is by saying that it's a din in Suda and you take it as a given that Sudot Shabbat need bread, or you just think that maybe it's a din in Kiddush. But nothing ever counts as a Suda unless it's
bread.
But that is the position of Tosfot, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gra, and if you look at the footnotes on that Maisa Rav, right, he quotes here, Ba'agon, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Bechidush of Hevi, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, that Rabbi Kiva Eger, Paskins that way, Tavi Rekan Amazim, Lehisko, Shoshabat, Adel Reisha, Mishum, Chiv, Stay Dudu, Delay, Le Shachar, Kim, Dechai, Lekash, Zarek, Shoyochol, Pat, Davka. Right, that he says, by lunch and dinner, because you must have bread, if you forget Ritzei, you have to repeat. Benching, because bread is definitional, but not by Sudah Shlishit, Harei Mukh, Behed, Yidu, Sudah Shabbat, In Shachrit, Eino Yotze Rak Bipat. You're not Yotze without bread. The Yotze, because if you were Yotze with anything else, then he would have said that every meal you don't have to say Ritzei. Elavadai lo Yotze Rak Bipat. Right? Okay? Right? So that is the position of Tosfot. That is the position of the Gra. Now, if that's the case, then everything all of you have been doing and going to Kiddush and something like that is?
Probably is
problematic. Now, you've probably noticed, just, you know, to put my cards on the table, you might have noticed that when I'm here for Shabbos, I do not partake of the Kiddush cookies and cakes. And the reason is because... Yeah, very good. The Gra. Very good. That was the easy answer, was the Gra. Is that I... And that's why people are always shocked, because I daven Hashkama. And they always wonder, why am I so hungry by the time it gets to lunch? They're always like, didn't you make Kiddush when you got home at 8:30? And I'm like, no, I did not. I did not. The only time, now, we will see in a moment that not every Paschal is like, I'm fully aware of this fact. When necessary, I will. right? When necessary. By necessary, I mean either I'm going to miss chatzot or I'm about to faint, right? But there's two reasons why you might be able to eat before Kiddush, right? Well, no, there's two reasons why you can do this. One is, as we'll see, many Rishonim don't think that Kiddush Makom Suda means bread. And the other is that even if it does, you might paskin like the Ravid, right? You might paskin like the Ravid that Kiddush Makom Suda, right? That the Isser to eat before Kiddush is only at night, but during the day it's not a din Kiddush, and therefore maybe it's not Kiddush, but maybe I'm still allowed to eat. Right, exactly. Yeah, right. Presumably you would still make Kiddush, right? Yeah. I mean, that's a secondary question. Okay. But that is the first position, that it is bread. All the way at the other extreme is the Gaonim. That the Gaonim. And now if you, again, we're not gonna necessarily see everything inside, right? So let's, why don't you turn to page four, okay? We're not going to see everything inside, but I will show you it in basic primary sources. I'm not just going to give you a summary. Shulchan Aruch, for our purposes, is enough, okay? Katva Gaonim. The Gaonim say, Hadein Kiddush El Makom Suda, Afilu Achar Davar Muat O Shata Koz Yayin. All the way at the other extreme, the Gaonim say, a little bit, even wine, Shechayev Lav Bracha, Yatza Yidei Kiddush, B'makom Su'dato, V'gomer Su'dato Makom Acher. Okay? And then you can eat, finish your meal later, V'davka Chalechem Moshe D'Yayin. Now, obviously, Avalachal Perot, low. Haga Lufiz Ayamutr Lisan Lamoa Losan Lishot Mikos Shomila Bishabat Bishacharit Imshodin Kishiur Avonagulit and Latinok. And therefore it would be mutter for the Sandak to make, if you have a Brit Milan Shabbat, to drink Kishir, right, even though he's not eating there, because he's drinking the wine, and that is fine. And that's fine. So the Gaonim say, anything, right? Well, not anything. Wine, right? Wine, right? The Gaonim say wine. Now, what do they mean by wine? So, first of all, by saying wine, what do they clearly not think it is? A din in Suda, because you can't be Yotze Suda Shabbat with wine. Right? Well, they clearly think it's a din in Kiddush. Now, what do they mean by wine? So this is a little bit complicated. So if you look at the Mishnah Brura, again, it's the end of the year. I'm sorry, guys. Right? But the Lumdus is very clear. He says, in Chaf Aleph, Muad Alkol Banim Shir Kizayet, Bracha Hainu Kishir Revit. He says, first of all, it needs to be a revi'it, because he thinks that even if you think that wine can be a meal, it has to be enough that you're chayv in bracha achrona. And therefore, it's not enough to have mulo lugmav, which would be yotze kiddush. It would have to be a revi'it, right? Which would make you chayv in a bracha achrona. Then he notes, if you look at Ot Chaf Hei, a further suffix, and he notes that Ayin b'chidush yegon Rabbi Kiv Eger, kan rishon meinu yotze yidei kidrin makom shuta yidei kos yayin, al ken yirshin lakel ba'el b'rishon kos chag. He says, first of all, it's shat hatchag. Don't rely on this if you don't have to. And then in Chav Zayin, he says, the yesh omrim she'eno yotze yidei kiddush b'makom suda afil yesh tashir revi'it rak tarach lishir revi'it yayin milvad akosel kiddush. Said, there's a further machloket if, what do the Gaonim mean? That the kiddush itself can be its own self-justifying se'uda, Or that even if you're Yotzei on Yayin, you need the Yayin of Kiddush and a second Reviyat of wine, so that the first Reviyat of Yayin is the Kiddush that you're saying on the second Reviyat, which is your Suda. Right, so if you look at the Sharat Zion here, he quotes the Dada Levush, Rabbi Chorin Olamdim Shita, tell me, come back, come get a Shol Shacharet, Yesh Lishmach Ala Mekilin. The Levush thinks you need two, but he says if you have to during the day, which is more Mekil, you could rely on one Reviyat total. Avol Bekiddush Laila Ein LaHakel Bazeh. But at night, you should not be Mekil. Right? At night, you should not be Mekil because this is very complicated. Okay, so the Gaonim say wine with an unclarity about whether it's the same cup can be both Kiddush and the Su'uda upon which that Kiddush is Chal, or that Yayin can be the Heftza of the Su'uda, but not this, if it's the same Heftza of the Yayin of the wine. Okay? The Shilte Giborim. This is on page 2. Right? So, the first page I gave you. Right? Shilte Giborim says, got it, on the left-hand side. You can also open up your Gemara. He says, V'nira be'enai, shem kiddush makom suda v'hitchel echol, v'kavan aner, v'achachal v'achal suda tot makom acher, yatsa be'kiddush harishon, v'cheinem ayarota lechol mine migadim. He says, you can also be yotze if you just want to have mine migadim. What's mine migadim?
Appetizers.
Other food, snacks. Okay. Right? And he says, v'vayrechad, even if you want to have snack, v'vayrechad, and you want to eat your meal later somewhere else, but welcome, you're allowed to make kiddush where you're only snacking. V'ein sarach lekadish makom suda shniya. And you don't have to make kiddush where you are eating bread. Lefi shekol sudat shabbat chashuvahi. This is maybe the closest to what Josh was saying before. Because anything you eat on Shabbat is chashuv. Because it's oneg. And therefore, bafilu sudat arai. And therefore, even a snack. Sudat kevahi nechshevet b'shabbat v'yatza b'kiddush rishon. And therefore, you are yotze with what? Anything, and you don't have to make kiddush at the second meal. So according to him, he's... Why would you have to make kiddush at the second meal? You tell me. Because what does the Shilte Giborim very clearly hold? Two things. One is, it's a din in Kiddush or din in Suda? It's a din in Kiddush. And therefore, everything is Chashuv, not because of what Mos, right? He negates Mos Svara, that Suda in Kolatar Kula means bread. He says, yeah, but this is Shabbat, man. And anyone here grow up with Shabbos snack, right? Shabbos snack, right? Your parents would put out a little snack. That's Chashuv, it is a Chalois. Because it's Shabbos, right? So first of all, he holds that it's on anything, but why does he have to tell you don't make Kiddush when you get to your Suda? Because what might you have thought? It's Svedinim. That it's Kiddush Makom Suda and Suda Makom Kiddush.
No, it's only Suda Shabbat.
According to him, no, it's only a Din Kiddush. And therefore, you just need some sort of Suda to qualify the Kiddush. And because of the Chashivut of Shabbat, that could be anything, literally, anything under the sun. And then you don't have to make kiddush when you get to the meal, unless you want wine, and then obviously you would, and you say Brei Priag Afes.
So why doesn't the wine work for itself?
And by the way, he holds that this is true even at night, because he makes that clear in the next line, which is Valashuda Shnia Mivarech Brei Priag Afes. When you actually get to the meal, you say Brei Priag Afes. Just like you do during the day, which means that when does he think you're doing this? At night. Right? At night, the point is what you would do is you would say, according to the Shilte Giborim, it's totally legitimate at night to do what? To say Mikadesha Shabbat. and then and eat an apple, and then later on, so you say Hagafen. Now that's where things get unclear, because why are you saying Hagafen there? Does he think there's a quasi din in the Suda that it needs at least a Hagafen part of Kiddush? Maybe. Right? Doesn't sound like Bikaron. It sounds like it's fully din Kiddush, but maybe there's some secondary thing. But as we already saw, the day Kiddush, right, might be a different chalos. It might be Suda al Hayayin, so it could be that he thinks, right, that it's not. So either he thinks that there is a secondary level of Kiddush Makam Suda, which is a din in Suda, or a secondary level that the Suda requires Yayin, but not necessarily Kiddush. But it's clear that according to him, right, what you can, that what counts as the Suda is much less. Just one second. However, lehalacha, right? Some people limit this, and this is probably what you grew up on, which is you don't need bread, but you can't get away with anything. What do you need? Mizonot. Very good. Who holds that? What?
Then it's base.
Yeah, so it's the mug. It's the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, the name of the Magen Avraham.
Yeah,
right. Because even though what's the guys, what's the simple pshat in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch seems to Paskin like what? Bread, right? Because he rejects the Shulchan Gibarim. However, if you look in Chavav in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Magen Avraham. The Chameshet Minim Nikra Mazon, the Yayin Soed Alev, Aval Shar Dvarim Afil Ocham Emharbe Eino Chashiv Suda Klal. He thinks it's only the five minim, meaning mizonot, because even if it's not, even if it's in Kiddush, it needs something to be a suda, and suda needs at least what? Something that fills you up. And that's not an apple, but maybe a cake is, because mizonot in general has that in-between status. That's shita four, right? So it's bread, mizonot, something. Yayin, anything, and there is one fifth shita, which is the prima garden, which is it, the only fruit they can go to with, I mentioned, is dates. Because the Gemara says in one place that dates are zan. I'm not going to try to. The lumdus there is weird, so I'm not going to do it. Yes.
So if you hold that it's anything, or even if you hold that it's wine, that you're Kobe Asu.
Yep.
So then why wouldn't the wine for Kiddush fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda for itself? Because you can both be Mekadesh Alayin and also use that for Suda.
Right, and that's why most of, that's why the, some of the Achronim think they must mean, well, no, because they think either you're drinking a second Reviyat or you're having a Reviyat and normally only need Mololugmav.
Why can't you just have
because meaning it can be its own, but it has to be a Reviyat, which is more than what you actually need for Kiddush.
Why does it have to be a Reviyat? If you say it's Arai.
Oh, yeah. So, good. So now, very quickly, okay, I'm going to throw out one more svara, and I see we'll have to continue this tomorrow. But we got through the five shitos. Now, this is the way most people present this lumdus, which is, if it's a din in Suda, then it must be bread. If it's din in Kiddush, so then it might be bread if you think the only thing that's Kiddush is, you know, the only thing that's a Suda is bread. But it might be the other things, and then we can quibble. Mizonot, fruit, wine, first Reviyat, second Reviyat, dates, blah, 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 blah.
I see a minimum. Because otherwise the
Gemara wouldn't say. But Rav Asher Weiss says, oh, for God's sake, come on. Give me a break. You think, and he picks up on David's point. He says, really? I understand. He said, four out of the five sheets that I understand. But the Gaonim, what's that? The Yayin? Yayin? He has David's problem. He's like, what are you talking about? Yayin? How could you say that Yayin is self-justifying? What is this sugya? Kiddush Makom Suda. If the Kiddush is being made on the wine and it is the Suda. I mean, come on. So therefore, Rav Asher Weiss says, maybe the Lumdus is right for the other Shitot, but I don't buy it for the Gaonim. You misunderstand the Gaonim. And he said, go back to Shulchan Aruch. What is the Gaonim? How did the Gaonim quote it? Katwa Gaonim. Ha din kiddush el makom suda afilu achal davar muat shata kos yain alav bracha. Even if you had a little bit or you drank the cup of wine, yatsa yedei kiddush b'makom suda. But then there are four key words. Vigomer sudato b'makom acher. And you finish your meal somewhere else. So Rasher Y said, no, you misunderstand the Gonim. The Gonim are not saying that what?
That it could be anything.
Yayin counts as the Suda. They're saying a very different Chiddush, and that is?
That the Makom continues.
Very good. Is that it's not that they think Kiddush Makom Suda is Yotzei on the wine. They think wine is chashuv enough to start the meal and bridge it to the bread. Now, but what does that tell you? According to Rasher Weiss, the Kiddush of the Gonim is not a din in what counts as a Suda, but a din in which word? Makom, which is going to be the next. Very good. And he proves it. I will just read it to you because I see that the guy isn't here yet. So he says, Ach ibidi di talya, if it depended on me, I would have said that's not what the Gonim mean. The Gonim actually holds like the Gra that the Suda is bread. They argue not on the word Suda, but on the idea of Makom. That if you start, they are extending, which is going to bring us to tomorrow, or not tomorrow, Sunday, where we focus on Makom. Durak mishum shegomer sudato b'makom acher. It's only because you're finishing it later at the kiddush makom suda. And therefore, mashakatvu v'gomer sudato ein ze ributa bilvad. And therefore, when they say you finish your meal elsewhere, that's not just an addition. That's elokol ikar shita da gaonim. That is what the Gonim are saying. Ena ela didai im tchila da suuda, hi b'makom kiddush afim gomer suudato. And he says, if this is true, then, but obviously this is going to have intense nafkaminas for where you're allowed to start that kiddush. Because it's going to depend on the parameters of makom and shini makom. Okay, I'm going to skip that, but just so you know, that's where we're going. He notes that he later found that he's not the first person to say this, but the prisha said it. That which is big. The prisha is the parish on the tour, right? Because, and I'll read it to you quickly. He says, "Nira lefiyanei daiti dahad dekatvu agaonim dimsha." This is Reish Samach Tet in the tour, in the prisha. The imshata kos yain muta lechem makom acher hayu daf kol dad Rashbam. The sfirle the yain dino kipat leinyan dvarim hatunim bracha bimkoman. This depends on the position of the Rashbam in Hilchot Brachot, who holds that yain like bread is one of those things that you have to go back to make a bracha achrona, right? Just like by benching. Right? If you have a meal and then you forgot, you have to go back and bench where you ate, which is not true by, say, Bari Nefasho. The Rashbam holds the thing that is true by Yayin. But what does that show? That even once you've moved, normally what do you need to do? Right? No, by Yayin in general, you need to go back to where you were because the meal is still continuing. Your connection to the yayin isn't over. And therefore, you're allowed, if you start drinking wine here, to continue drinking somewhere else and then make the bracha achrona there because you are continuing your meal. So what does that show very clearly according to the prisha? that the reason that the Gaonim aren't saying that the Suda is Yain, it's just that Yain is chashuv enough to make it that even when you move somewhat, it's as if you're still in the middle of that meal. It's enough to bridge it. And therefore, the Gaonim's Chiddush isn't in the definition of Suda, it's in the parameters of Mako. Okay?
And the ability to extend.
And the ability to extend and bridge it. So what we're going to have to do, the next thing, is he here? Oh, I didn't realize he was here. I assumed he would come through here. Okay, fine. So I'll finish here, but we'll see that we need to do Makom. The other thing we need to figure out is once, and this is where the Tzvei Dinim is going to come at, is going to come into play, is that once you think there's a potential that you need Kiddush Makom Suda and Suda Makom Kiddush, we're going to see some we're going to hold that what? The lower standards work to be Yotzei Kiddush, but you still have to make Kiddush again, Midin Suda. Right? And that's going to be the Tzvei Dinim. So those are... Right, so that's what we're going to see, but you guys got to go, so we'll continue this next time, okay?